I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this is Truman Today. On March 6th, guest steel pan artist Rick Kiraz will perform a concert in Ophelia Parish Performance Hall. The concert begins at 8 p.m. and admission is free. The event is co-sponsored by the Department of Music and the Truman Percussion Society. Kiraz is currently director of percussion studies at Western Illinois University. He received his B.M. in music from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, his M.M. from the University of Akron, and his DMA from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. In addition to teaching, Kiraz has performed in numerous orchestras. Safe Break is a highway safety awareness campaign that Truman State University's Eta Sigma Gamma Health Science Honorary sponsors to promote safe driving, particularly during midterm break. This year, Safe Break will take place between 10 a.m. March 3rd through 5 p.m. March 7th. Additionally, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. March 6th, Truman's Flame to the Second Century will be lit to commemorate lives lost on the road and is open to anyone who wants to place flowers there in memory of a loved one. There will be a poster adjacent to the flame with the names of those Truman students who died on local highways. An information table will be set up from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. March 4th through the 5th in the Student Union Building. Lou Ann Gilchrist, Dean of Student Affairs, and President Barbara Dixon signed the requisition for the first purchase made by the Bike Co-op February 29th. The purchase will be insurance to cover operational risks. The next purchase will be to fill the shop with tools and parts. The Bike Co-op members will be working during March to get the shop ready for the grand opening weekend of March 28th and 29th. The opening will begin with a mobile workshop at 3 p.m. March 28th, a critical mass ride at 5:30 p.m., and conclude with Squirrel Fest, a band fest on the quadrangle with celebrations to last into the night. The festivities will continue March 29th with an open house, membership registration, and other activities. The Bike Co-op building is located on the south side of Patterson Street. There will be an informational meeting at 5 p.m. March 6th in Violet Hall 1320 for students who will be taking the spring interim class ED 393, Clinical Experiences in Teaching. Students should sign up in the Department of Education office in Violet Hall 2310. If there are questions, contact Sheila Berkowitz at sberko@truman.edu or Pete O'Kelly at pkelly@truman.edu. Student and Free Enterprise presented a consumer advisory project that reached out to Truman students, educating them about common scams in which they may become victims and providing helpful prevention tips. The student-tailored presentation covered topics from online shopping scams, identity theft, scholarship scams, email scams, phishing, online job scams, and credit card scams. For the first time, a faculty-staff wellness fair is being presented by members of the Truman State University faculty and staff for Truman faculty and staff. It will take place March 19th in the Student Union Building. There are concurrent sessions scheduled from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Student Union Building, rooms 319 and 320. Morning sessions will be repeated in the afternoon. To register, go to the Human Resources website and click on Program Registration, or go to http://hr.truman.edu/register/class-list.asp. Janice Gromaenza, Professor of Education, has awarded a $176,000 Improving Teacher Quality Grant by the Missouri Department of Higher Education from federal No Child Left Behind funds. Grow will conduct a teacher institute August 4th through the 15th to introduce 50 K-12 teachers to Gecko and Mathematics, adapted from the NSF-funded English translations of the 6th National Primary Mathematics Curriculum of Korea. For more information about any of these articles and additional campus events, check out Truman Today online at http://trumantoday.truman.edu. Once again, I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this is Truman Today.